This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
We're asking you about extreme cases of laziness.
Lindsay texted in. She's a teacher. I had a kid ask his friend to type for him because he apparently had a long night playing Minecraft the night prior and was too lazy to type.
Aaron says, I watched a guy get out of his car at West Ed. A fast food bag fell out with him. He looked at it, then made eye contact with me, and still walked away without picking it up.
Wow, you know what?
Loser.
I have to admit that sometimes I want to be that person that just leaves my cart in a stall after loading groceries into my trunk, but I've been really good at bringing it back to where they belong. Because I don't want to be that lazy person.
Yeah.
But after being in the grocery store for a half an hour, loading the groceries in, the last thing I want to do is bring the cart back, especially when I have a crappy park spot. It's not even close to where they go.
Shelby says, the light switch in my room is in kind of an odd spot. It's not close to the door or the bed. My ex-boyfriend tried tossing a ball at it to shut it off. When he missed, he just decided to sleep with the lights on.
I've done that. One time I took a... okay. It was my first time ever experiencing a muscle relaxant. And my body did not know what was going on, and my light was on, and I attempted it. I like rolled off my bed, burrito rolled to the wall, and was like trying to smack my arm up to hit the light. I ended up just falling asleep on the floor beside the light switch, lights on.
Okay, so I used to live with a bunch of roommates. We everyone had assigned chores. Like, I cleaned the living room regularly. One of them cleaned the kitchen regularly. And this guy cleaned the bathroom regularly. Well, after a couple months, I realized he really wasn't cleaning the bathroom. So I had, there's this little piece of plastic or rubber. I don't know. It was clearly trash, but I knew what it looked like. It was distinct. And so I would hide it around the bathroom, tucked it beside the toilet, just put it over by the sink, put it beside the bathtub, and I would move it every week or two to see if he ever actually cleaned. And I'd be like, hey, did you clean the bathroom? Oh, yeah, man, totally cleaned the bathroom. Well, the 2 years we lived together, that thing, that piece of plastic was in the bathroom.
Things that make you feel old.
Oh, things that make you feel old. All right, where do I begin? When people call me ma'am, when I don't get ID'd at the liquor store, the noises I make when I pick something up off the ground.
Oh, that's a good one.
I could go on for hours.
The last time we talked about this, the one I contributed was that I realized I'm of the age where I sit up on the water slide again.
That's the best visual ever.
Because it's just a little too fast to lay down. This time, you know the sweet move where you like use your own hands to make it look like somebody's hands are all over your back when you're fake making out?
Yes, uh-huh.
I tried to do that the other day.
Oh, no, what happened?
Based on my flexibility and my mass, I can't reach anymore.
Can you show me?
Yeah.
Just for a visual for my own enjoyment. Oh, no, it just looks... Okay. What does it look like? It looks like you're just scratching your shoulder blade. On one side, like I could only see one hand. Yikes.
So, yeah, that's what I'd like to contribute. The Edmonton Stingers new season starts up right away, and I just did a little math.
Okay.
You're only younger than one of the players on the team.
Isn't that terrifying? You see the ages of people. Like, the other day when I went to the dermatologist to get my moles checked, because I do that every year, this guy walks in, and he looked exactly like the good doctor. I was like, you're four. You're my doctor?
He was the doctor, hey?
He just looked so young. And then if you think about it, there are people that work in the service industry in a bar that were born in 97 or something crazy like that. I don't know the math there, but...
No, like 2002 now.
No, I can't with
2001, I guess, would make them 18.
Crystal texted in saying, I realized I have a tattoo on my body that's 15 years old now. Do you regret it, Crystal? Like, is it one of those tattoos that will make you feel old when it's something that you regret?
Chad says, I sneezed and put out my back. Haha, for real. I heard myself napping the other day. That was pretty interesting.
Well, speaking of hurting yourself or hurting your back, Zach wrote in saying, my back gave out 2 weeks ago. I had a slipped disc. I'm 24 years old, and I was picking up my cats when it happened. I love that it's plural. Zach was picking up more than one cat.
true.
Paige texted in saying, my much younger stepsister asked if I knew how to floss. I said yes and asked if she needed help. She meant the dance move.
Well, you wrap it around your finger. We have a very good friend of the show, Doug, on the phone, who ended up in quite a predicament. Hey, bud?
Yeah, you know that show, What Would You Do?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I was on it, like 100%.
Okay, so what happened?
You were convinced there were cameras. Yeah, what happened?
Somebody knocked at my door, so I answer it, and this guy standing there with a bag of Skip the Dishes, which I didn't order. And, like, my life flashed before my eyes. I was like, what do I do?
Yeah. So you had the angel on one shoulder saying, like, be honest, tell him he's at the wrong house. You had the devil being like, take the food and eat it immediately.
Yeah, I was trying to smell the bag, figure out what was in it first, but...
Could you smell it?
No. Oh. Well, I don't know what it was, but...
Okay, so if it would have smelled, like, absolutely terrific, let's talk, like, garlic cheese bread, would you have taken it, you think?
Well, honestly, I just had lunch, so if he showed up, like, 15 minutes early, I probably would have eaten it.
So you didn't take it, and did you direct him to the right spot?
Yeah, he just had the numbers backwards. I think he was like arguing with me that he had the right house. I was like, no, the numbers are switched.
You're a bit dyslexic.
I think if he would have argued with me, that would have been when I made the switch to like, oh, okay.
Well, I guess I'll take it.
Fine, I'll show you.
Thanks for the call. So we want to ask, because I think we're all split. I probably would direct them to the right spot.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean we're split? You're looking at me. You think I would take the food?
Yes.
Well, like Doug said, depends what the food is, right?
Well, how disappointed would you be if you open the bag and you're like, vegan? Yeah, if you knew the proper house.
See, but that's the thing. Some people just enter their address wrong.
Right.
Like Cody texted in saying, this exact same thing happened to me, but it was for a week straight. My address on Google Maps or their app was the last house, so they kept delivering it to my house. 6 times I had to say, you're at the wrong house. But Cody did say the last 2 times he was very tempted to just give in. Because I would get frustrated and annoyed.
Yeah.
That's a lot of times people are knocking on your door.
Yeah, like you're getting up, going. And plus, I think it's entirely dependent on how hungry you are at the time. Like if I'm really hungry.
You think you would take it?
I'm starting to think I might. Because it's not my fault that the mistake was made. Ginger, what's up?
Something like this kind of happened to me.
Okay.
Skip the Dishes bring a bunch of booster juices to my office, and I assumed somebody ordered them. So I took them, but nobody did.
Oh, no.
And then you couldn't just let them melt.
No.
I had like 4 booster juices, so we shared them.
Oh, I thought you said that you had 4 booster juices.
No.
You would have been jacked.
And so you never found out where those booster juices were supposed to go, hey?
No idea.
Huh. Interesting text from Robin. She says, always take the food. Just assume your significant other or a potential love interest ordered it as a surprise for you.
It's Ryder and Lisa. Lisa's thinking about making a big life change. We'll get into that just after 8 a.m. Also, you're listening for famous Oprah quotes performed in an opera style. We're calling it Opera for Oprah. At some point between now and 8:30, you'll hear the cue to call. Then be caller 7. And you instantly win tickets to go and check her out when she's at Roger's Place. All right, time for a segment we call Verbal Diaries.
I wanted to open up about something that I experience when I go to the gym. And I just want to know if I'm alone or if other people experience this too. I always try and act like I know exactly what I'm doing, so when I start at a new gym, I don't get the tour. I don't ask if they can show me how to work all of the equipment. And sometimes it works. I'll just stand on the treadmill, do just a light jog, and watch how other people use equipment.
Okay, that's a smart move.
But there are some that I'm like still insecure and worried I'm going to break it. So I'll like linger around these machines, and I probably look like a creep while other people are trying to just do their thing. And sometimes I'll sit at a machine and I don't know how to like fix the seat or like change the weight. Okay. I'm like, am I sitting in the wrong direction on this machine?
Yeah, because every once in a while you'll see somebody and you're like,
wait a minute.
That's not how that machine works.
Yeah, or you see someone else use it properly after you used it incorrectly and you're like, oh no, Were people staring at me? Were they judging me?
I wasn't supposed to use that upside down.
So I just have so many insecurities when it comes to the gym. There'll be these hot chicks doing their Instagram workout tutorials, and I'm in the background in my nasty-ass big sweater.
That says...
using a machine wrong.
Cutie pie on your sweatpants.
So that's just my struggle. Sometimes I'll sit in a machine, like Google the machine name and like try and watch videos of what people are doing. I'll like search the hashtag on Instagram.
You should stick to classes, maybe.
Right?
Eh? Yeah. I came across a new poll that says ugly people get tickets. If you're good looking, you get warnings.
Okay. I get so mad when the cop lights are behind me and it's on a day where I don't have my eyebrows on.
You think it makes a difference,
yes,
eh?
I know it's very unfortunate. I'm not saying that I'm attractive, but I know I look a lot better when I have mascara on and I don't look like the fourth Hansen brother.
You have a friend that actually pops like lipstick on
if
she gets pulled over.
It's called the emergency lippy in the console. The middle console.
Real creative name. Like what?
Emergency lippy?
You made it sound like it had like a super crafty nickname.
That's it.
You know what she calls it?
That's what it's called.
Emergency lippy.
Yeah.
I was just expecting more, I guess.
Sorry to disappoint you. But no, as soon as she sees the light, she just starts cursing and goes, hand me my lippy. And it's like in the middle of console. She'll put it on and yeah, she gets a warning. It's not fair. I agree.
But yeah, like this poll said that it actually is a thing.
Ugly people. That's really sad sounding poll.
Yeah, I get warnings all the time, so
but
it's
listen,
not that sad for me. I'm pretty pumped.
I got pulled over leaving the parking lot of my grandfather's funeral recently, mm-hmm. and I dressed up. It was for my grandpa.
Yeah.
And I still got the ticket, so it's not always true.
You had been ugly crying, I bet, though.
Ryder.
What? Like, you know when you're really crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mascara went around. That's why you got the ticket. You're funny looking.
So what does this mean? Does this mean from here on out, everyone has to look good when they're going out to run errands? I don't think so. Give me the ticket.
There are a bunch of songs out right now from artists that you may or may not know that we just wanted to draw some attention to. They've recently been added into our playlist over the last month or so. Even up to like a couple days ago, some of these have been added, and they're sick. So just be aware of them. I'm pretty sure we're the only station in town playing most of these.
So this first artist has been around for a while. She is just now starting to gain more attention than ever. Her name is Lizzo. For example, BTS actually did a lip sync dance to one of her songs, which is the song we're going to play for you. We just added it.
Yeah.
It's called Juice, and I think it's going to be one of my favorite songs this summer. Everybody wanna shine. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. I like shouting, nigga, better over time. They just say I'm not the baddest chick you like.
You were saying that after the Met Gala, she rolled to the airport in her outfit.
She wore her huge feather jacket. It's like bright pink through the airport. Like she left in style.
Yeah.
She's a boss.
She does seem like one. Medusa is one of the songs. Piece of Your Heart is one of the songs I really like by Medusa. I don't know why, but whenever somebody can drop their own beat vocally, I'm just all for it.
Yeah. Piece of your heart, a piece of your love. I'm calling you up to get down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. I'm turning you up to get down, down, down. What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's da 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 down, down, down. So good, hey?
So good.
All right, next up, Canadian artist from Ontario, Lennon Stella. A lot of you know who she is already, but like the first artist you were talking about, she's just starting to get like real mainstream buzz.
Yeah, so this next artist is only, keep in mind, only 19 years old.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And the other song we're hoping does really well, it's blown up in Europe, is called Boasty. It is from Wiley, Sean Paul, Idris Elba's actually on the track as well.
Yes, and everybody loves Idris. He won Sexiest Man of the Year.
It's good. Bozy, house on the post street. My money's so long it doesn't know me. Just looking at my kids like I'm bozy. Bang, bang, bang. I think there's a reason why you like that song so much as well. You may not know it, but I think it's just because you can relate with it.
What?
Well, I Googled what boasty means.
And?
It's someone who has a tendency to boast or brag about themselves.
What?
And they say sometimes they can take it too far, like cocky, egotistical.
What have I ever bragged about? Except for how many levels I can pass in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.